Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
All the things are going on today. I can't do it because I have to do the What's Happening.
Are you going to do a jazz? Can you do a Jazzy Jeff one?
Jazzy Jeff one. No?
No. Good?
That's good, yeah.
Wow.
Too much. What is happening? It's a Donald Trump story. We haven't ever... hang on a minute. Get the Donald Trump music on, please. America. America. Definitely edited this. You sure? Excellent behaviour.
Not played that for a
while. Donald Trump has boasted that he got a hole-in-one while playing golf with major champion Ernie Els. However, no one has been able to back him up on this. There's only videos of him picking the ball from the hole. There is no video of ball going into hole, only the video of him picking his ball out from the hole.
Then so, I got a hole-in-one as well.
Exactly.
With Ernie Els.
Trump says many people are asking, so I'll give it to you now. It is 100% true. So he said it's true, so it's...
Must be true.
It's true!
That's ridiculous!
He's described it. He said the ball bounced twice and went clank into the hole. That was his words, not mine. The ball, Trump said, bounced twice and then went clink into the hole!
Must be true. Definitely happened.
He
said it, so.
These great tour players noticed it before I did because their eyes are slightly better. These are his words, as you can tell. But on that one hole only, their swings weren't, Trump said. I won't tell you who won because I'm a very modest individual. And we know that for him. He's modest.
Modest. Modest Trump.
He's a very modest individual, and he said, you know, when I say I was bragging and people don't like people who brag, so Trump claimed it happened on the par 3 7th at the Trump Internet, his own golf course in Florida. Doesn't want to brag, but it was his own golf course. But he also contradicted himself by saying there was both a slight wind and a rather strong wind as he hit the ball.
Oh, no, what it was a slight wind to the left and a strong wind to the right, and it went straight in the hole.
But he said it, so it is a true story?
You are fake news.
No.
No.
True story. That happened in the world today in America. Channel 4 series It's a Sin is up for 11 BAFTA TV awards. And this 11. Week, 11. And collected 3 RTS awards as well. Its writer Russell T. Davis is up for the writer drama category of the BAFTA TV awards. And Ollie Alexander is nominated for his role as Richie. And he said it's an honour. It's coming out for a second season, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Which is amazing. He's up against The Landscapers, Stephen Samuel. I haven't seen any of these films, so I'm not even going to pretend I know what they are. Holby City is nominated, though, for the continuing drama category. And the series came to an end on Tuesday night, following 23 years on the screen. Did anyone see Tuesday night's Holby City?
No, but I know my nan did.
Your nan did?
Yeah.
Oh, should we get her on the phone? Oh, no.
Did you watch it?
I didn't see it
as well. But there you go. And also comedian Sean Locke, who died from cancer last year, has received a posthumous nomination for Channel 4's 8 out of 10 Cats Does
Countdown.
He's
amazing, isn't
he? So good in that. He was brilliant. So he's going to be in the entertainment performance category as well. So all going on in the world of Channel 4.
Do you know me, Chris?
Sorry?
Do you know me?
Do I know you?
Do you know me quite well?
Yep.
Yep. Did you know that I've got a BAFTA?
You've got a BAFTA?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, guy. This guy sitting here. This guy right here.
You've got a BAFTA?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You haven't.
I have.
You haven't?
I have.
I've been to your house and seen all the awards.
I've got a BAFTA.
I've had to move them out of the way while playing pool.
I've got a BAFTA for the reality TV programme, The Big Reunion. I thank you.
Where's your BAFTA?
On my award desk thing.
Your wall desk?
Award.
You've got an award desk? A desk of awards?
Well, yeah, I've got so many.
Have you really got a BAFTA?
Yes, for The Big Reunion. I know.
That's incredible.
Didn't you know that?
No.
I've got a BAFTA.
Because normally when you go to Scott's house and you play pool, you have to move, like every now and again, it's a tight shot, so you have to move the Smash Hits award. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, mind that one. That's Brit. And you have to move it out of the way.
I've got a BAFTA. Seriously, I've got a BAFTA.
Well, you should have been. He should have put him in the What's Happenings.
Well, he does.
For his BAFTA like 10 years ago.
For his BAFTA. Well,
it was actually quite a while ago.
When was the big reunion?
2012 or
something.
It's about 10 years ago.
It seems like yesterday. It does seem like. It doesn't seem that long ago at all, does it?
I mean, I forgot that I'd got a BAFTA. I did forget.
Wow.
I have got a BAFTA.
You forgot that you had a BAFTA?
I've got a BAFTA. Is that a big deal?
I haven't forgotten that I've got an award for 100 metre swimming when I was five.
Is it a big deal? Yes.
A BAFTA?
I've got a BAFTA.
Yes, it's a fairly big deal. Anyone else got a BAFTA? Hands up. No one else has got their hands up. You're the only one probably listening. If anyone listening has a BAFTA, they won't have.
I've got a BAFTA.
If anyone listening has a BAFTA, text in now.
If Honey Haguli's listening, can you just confirm that I've definitely got a BAFTA?
Oh, it's Chris Brooks and the BAFTA award-winning Scott from Five.
I might not have a BAFTA.
Oh, now we're getting actual people that know about these things, mainly from BAFTA, pointing out on the text that you don't have a BAFTA.
I thought it's like a BAFTA. I've got a Brit Award. But
I think you've got an NTA award. I think it's a National Television Award or something.
Something.
It's not quite a BAFTA. Is it?
Similar though, isn't it?
Not really. No, I think
Is a Brit Award bigger than a BAFTA?
Brit Award is the one I'd be hanging my coat on if I was you.
You want to break it?
No, I would be if I was talking about on my awards, I'd be going Brit. I think.
Yeah, but I've mentioned them. I got confused.
I think also if you haven't got a BAFTA award, it's best not to say that you have on the wireless.
I haven't got an Oscar.
No. So that's what's happened. It's the equivalent of you saying, it is a Grammy. I've got a Grammy. And then somebody go, you got a Brit award.
I haven't got an Oscar, but then nor's Will Smith. Oh.
So that's more that's what it's like.
Yeah.
What you've done there. You've claimed to have a Grammy. And it turned out you got a Smash Hits Award for Best Haircut. That's what's happened. That's what's happened there.
But do you know what I'm really happy with?
Go on.
That if I thought I had a BAFTA, but I didn't have any other awards, I'd be gutted.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I feel all right now.
Andy's on the phone. Andy, what you got?
Oh, hi. It's Andy from Basildon speaking.
Hello, mate.
I've got a bathtub.
What for?
A bathtub.
A bathtub?
Yeah. Well, listen. I've just done a big job here. I've sat to put a lampshade up and I'm having a rest.
Is there a gag or is that real?
Is that the end of your joke, Andy?
Yeah. I had to put a new lampshade up so there wasn't enough light coming through the hole,
Yeah.
It's really nice now, so...
I thought this was a gag. I thought you were doing some stand-up. This isn't a gag. You should say, was it heavy? Was the light heavy?
Reasonably, yeah.
No, the answer's no, it was light. No, the answer's light. The joke was in the question.
Andy, you know when you laugh at your own joke before anyone gets it? It's not that funny.
It is funny.
Is it?
A bathtub.
Andy, you better.
Yeah, because we're busy.
What's happening?
You haven't got a BAFTA. That's been cleared up by various people, including your wife. It's been cleared up now.
I can't read. I can read some of the message, and you can fill in the blanks.
Well, it's not. It's not even a. It wasn't even an NTA. It was a National Reality TV Awards. Award.
Yeah. My wife. She said, Scott, babe, you do not have a BAFTA.
Not have a BAFTA.
Word I can't say.
Yeah. So your life is revolved around not knowing what awards you've got, which must be tricky. I tell you how my life's going at the moment. So I woke up this morning, house was empty. They'd all gone to school. They'd gone to work. They'd gone to all their places. That means I get the house to myself. It's like, oh, school. I'm going back. Mate, nice coffee. Get a bit of toast, gluten free. Yeah. Went to the bread area. All the bread's gone. There's no bread. It's all gone.
No packets. Nothing.
So I'm thinking. Sat a tidy around. We now change where we put the bread. We don't use the bread bin anymore. We found a different place for the bread. Opened all the car. Couldn't find the bread anywhere.
And you knew you had bread?
Yeah, Karen has brown bread with seeds in it. I have gluten-free bread. The boys have like a best of both bread. So we all there's a lot of different breads for us to choose
going
from
on.
In the Brooks household. There was no bread. There was a little bit of wrap bread to make a wrap. I didn't want a wrap. I wanted a bit of toast. So I looked everywhere. I eventually found all the bread in the bin. All of the bread in the bin.
Okay.
All of it.
Okay. Why?
Because what happened, I know what happened. One of them, I don't know if it was the girl, one or the two boys, one of them would have got a piece of bread out of the bread thing and it would have had mould on it because their bread might have been out of date.
So that means
in a strop, yeah, picked up all the bread and went, yeah, it's all out of date. Why is everything out of date? Throwing it in the bin, including my gluten-free bread, which I bought yesterday.
Which one do you think, the girl one or the two boy ones?
I think it was the older of the two boys.
So we're saying Harry.
If you want to name him, yeah, I'm going to say it was Harry.
You think it's
he would have been in a strop. He does this and he'd go, oh, the bread's out. Why doesn't anyone
go
shopping?
We've got nothing in this
house. There's nothing. I'm starving. Picked up all the bread and threw it in the bin, including the gluten-free bread that I bought, which is more expensive, which I bought yesterday, which has a sell-by date of the 1st of June because no one eats it. So right. I then have to... So this morning, I ate my breakfast and I took it out of the bin. So that's what happened.
Sorry, you took your bread.
There was literally, he's got a point, there was no food in the house.
Yeah, but
I was starving hungry. I looked at it was still sort of wrapped up. Admittedly, there was a lot of coronavirus debris in the bin. A lot of different, coronavirus test kits everywhere. But... But my bread was still in some kind of... It had been covered. It was covered enough.
That's not good, mate.
So when you're moaning about whether you got a BAFTA or not, this is how the other half are living, all right, over here.
I haven't got a BAFTA.
No, I know you haven't got a BAFTA. I didn't have any bread.
Yeah, but if I go home now and look in the bin, there's no BAFTA in there. I've got nothing.
There's probably bread in the bin.
Probably.
I honestly thought the bread had been moved. I thought, I don't know where the bread lives in my own house.
Yeah, but because if Karen had moved it, it'd have a new home. Because they like to move stuff and not tell you that it's got a new home.
That happens a lot.
Sometimes I can't find anything.
No.
Anything.
But I found the bread in the bin amongst the coronavirus.
Not the bread bin.
No, the actual bin. I did eat this morning. I did eat this morning, so.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was all right. It was a bit chewy. Come home
with me. Right about now. The Big Drive Home. Woo! Let's get into it. With Chris and Scott. Let's go. Come home with me. This is Radio Essex.
Welcome to the studio, producer Tom. Not bad. Hi, 37 minutes past three. It's good.
Well, yeah, I was waiting for Jack to go out.
Yeah, he was in here a long time.
Yeah.
He became part of the show, gave us a load of content.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
Yeah, just like old days.
Just go home.
No.
God, no.
No, you got to stay now. Oh.
So I went on a little drive today.
Yeah?
I had a little drive today, yeah. Okay. So I had a Zoom meeting for something else, so I didn't really, I wasn't coming into the Icon building, as it's so lovingly known, in Southend until sort of just before the show. I was
like
on Scott time today, Scott time. Yeah. So
I was here before you, just saying.
But I had a call last week, a friend of mine who works at BBC Essex, which is the BBC version of, radio in Essex. And he said, oh, you got a package here. And I was thinking, that's weird, because I don't work at BBC Essex, I work at Radio Essex.
Which is different.
So somebody had sent a package to BBC Essex for me, and it said, Chris Brooks, Radio Essex, and then the Chelmsford address for BBC Essex. So I said to him, oh, don't, no worries, fella, I'll pop up and get it. He said, oh, I'll get it redirected and that. I said, no, it's fine, I'll pop up and say hello to you.
Were you excited about your parcel?
I just didn't know what it was. I was like, this is interesting. And I was looking at the address because he sent me a picture of it. And I was like, looking at the sender. I was thinking, I don't know why they would be sending me anything. But yeah, it might be a freebie.
Yeah, they're
could
always
be a
nice.
Could be a nice freebie.
And so was it a freebie?
So yes. So I went there. Now that's not an easy, from Wickford, you're doing all the back lanes through Stock and that to get into Chelmsford. So it's a good 40 minute drive. Got into the BBC station. Sort of standing around, my mate come down. I was like, oh yeah, and he gave me this package and I was like, oh god, I'm so excited. And he went,
I love stuff like this.
He said,
this.
What do you reckon it is? I said, I don't know.
He said,
shall I open it out with you? Let's open it together. So I opened it and it was a certificate for a Thomas Fenn. It was for, I don't know what it was for, turning up to work or something, I don't know. It was a certificate for the course you did last year where you were an apprentice.
And now I'm an official radio.
You're official, an official radio.
You're an actual radio now.
Yeah.
I drove
on Fen FM.
Yeah.
So I've driven around the county's radio stations today picking up your post before I got in today.
Thanks.
And then you were like, oh, I don't really think I'll do anything with this certificate. I'd probably leave it in the drawer. And I'm like, no, you're going to frame it. Because every time I come into the building, I want to see it framed somewhere because it took me a long time to go and get it for you.
I've got one of Scott's pictures framed out there. Maybe I should just replace
it. You've got a Scott picture framed?
Yeah.
Where?
He drew me a little picture when he was doing the show once.
Oh, one of his doodles?
Yes.
I thought you meant an actual, like, Smash Hits 5 picture.
No. I can get you one of them as well if you want. And a 5 hat. And a 5 hat.
No, I want a Chris from Capital one.
You can win one of those on the internet, but I can't talk about it because it's part of the A to Z of Men podcast, which I'm not allowed to talk about. Oh. But you brought it up, so this is contextual linking.
Oh, my God. So he mentioned it.
He mentioned it.
You're in loads of trouble, mate.
A full link, so everyone knows what we're talking about, because now I've kind of mentioned it. You can go on the internet, interweb, on A to Z of Men and win a signed picture of me from 25 years ago, signed to Rebecca. So,
wow.
You could give it to Rebecca, the newsreader, and that would work perfectly.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is a present for you.
Yeah.
Chris wrote it 25 years ago.
There you go.
Come on,
follow the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
What were you talking about in the office earlier? I was only overheard it because I was in a meeting, but I could hear you talking about knives and forks.
Yeah, so I haven't invented this.
Knives and forks?
No, you didn't. I didn't invent them. I wish I did. Imagine that. Right, so it's three things, right? Mm-hmm. But you can only have one of them and the other two disappear forever. So knife, fork, spoon.
Oh, I see. So if I chose...
Well, no, ooh, so what one are you going to choose?
I choose a spoon.
Okay, what are you going to cut everything with?
Side of the spoon.
Steak?
Side of the spoon.
That's going to work, is it?
Yeah, I have it medium. I reckon I'll be all right with that. But the problem is, you would never be able to have soup if you only kept a knife or a fork.
Drink the soup.
You could, in a restaurant.
Yeah. Say they don't exist.
What would you keep?
Knife, I think.
The knife?
Yeah.
What use is that?
What do you mean?
Just a knife.
You can pick up chips with a knife, and you shouldn't.
Pick up chips with your hand.
You can.
But what about...
Knife to cut things and then pick everything, like...
What? No, a spoon.
Okay, so... What?
I just scoop the food up, like...
What about you, Tom?
I'd keep a spork.
What's a spork?
It's that a wasn't spoon an option. Fork.
No, you're right. Listen, right, so you're talking about the things that, like, you get in Kentucky?
Yeah, like a spork.
No, you can't.
Yeah, look, Angie agrees with me.
No, that's not. Sorry, Angie and Tom.
Spoon.
Did I say knife, fork, spoon, or spork? No, I didn't.
Okay, so what would you with those three? What are you keeping?
Fork.
So we're all keeping something different.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We can share it.
No. Hang on. So you're keeping a fork, Tom. So
yeah.
How are you eating soup?
I'd scoop it with the fork.
Oh, how long's that going to take?
I'd have a big fork.
This would be Tom drinking soup next to you.
Oh, that's a lovely sound while they're driving down the A127.
I'd keep the spoon because I reckon you could cut most things like chips and stuff. You could cut and then put it on your spoon and eat it. So I think you could still spread butter with a spoon.
Yeah, no, you can.
I do it here all the time because we've never got a knife.
I'm leaning towards spoon now, yeah, I think. But there will be things that you can't... Like, for example, if you kept just, like, the fork, you can't really have cereal, can you?
Not really.
What, how are you eating spaghetti?
You can cut spaghetti with a spoon and then just put it on there and eat it.
Right, okay. What about a mattress, a pillow, or a duvet?
Pillow.
What, the one you keep?
Yeah.
No, a duvet.
Well, duvet, because it can all be all free, can't it? You could wrap the duvet round you.
Yeah, I'd keep the duvet.
Under you, round you.
And if it's cold and you'll go, well, at least I've got my pillow.
Yeah, but I can make a chair with a pillow.
He said this earlier. I said that one earlier in the office.
You can make a chair with a pillow.
And he said this earlier. He said, well, we've got two pillows, I can make a chair.
Yeah.
And I ignored him then. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, actually, if you keep your pillows, you can keep as many pillows as you want.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can actually turn your pillows into a duvet. You just buy hundreds of them. But you're still going to be cold.
No, I'll be all right.
Could put pillows on top of you, maybe?
Yeah, possibly. I like this game.
It's good. Why don't you come up with some that you...
What, for us? What, Essex come up with some for us?
Yeah, maybe.
So give us three things and we've got to choose the one thing we keep and the other two. So the other two things have gone forever. Forks and knives no longer exist.
They're gone.
Just, I've only got a spoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
or,
come on.
Or obviously what they could do is they could say what they... But don't just write knife, explain why or whatever.
So you want to know why?
Yeah.
Okay, so one for you would be the spoon, fork and the knife. And if you've got any for us to answer, give us your three words on the text on the app as well. Three things. One of them you keep, two of them you've got to give away. So Leanne says, your suggestion, spoon, knife or fork. I'm going with spoon. Couldn't have gravy or custard with a fork or a knife.
It's true.
Yes, but yeah, no, it's a spoon. Yeah, spoon's good. It's good.
Keith in Malden, I've got one for you boys. Ketchup, mayo, barbecue sauce.
Ketchup, please.
Mayo for me.
Ketchup all day.
I mean, I don't like the other two to this house.
I like mayo. I'm not a massive ketchup
mayo
fan.
Mayo can get in the bin. I mean, to be honest, I would like to play this game for real and get rid of mayo forever.
Yeah, but what about your best friend who loves mayonnaise? That doesn't seem fair.
Well, I don't care.
Okay.
Don't
There's
care.
Some honesty there on the radio from Scott.
I don't care.
Charlie Carter, Chris and Scott. I thought this was going to be Chris Scott or Tom. It's not. Chris and Scott, what would you keep? Football, wife, or beer?
Wife.
Obviously, we're on the radio, wife. I don't. I didn't need to say that bit at the beginning. I just needed to say wife straight away, didn't I? That's what we discussed.
That's your wife.
Yeah, 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 wife.
Obviously.
Tom, you haven't got a wife, so you can pick beer or football.
I don't like football, and I can't drink beer. So
you might as well get married.
You might as well get married, mate. you might as well get married. There's nothing else.
Married life will actually suit you down to the ground, mate.
Yeah,
you're
going to
love
right
married life.
Yeah.
Guys, how about a car, an aeroplane, or a boat? I would go with car.
Why? Then you can...
Well, I can still drive to Europe. If
no,
I
would
to.
Learn to fly a plane.
I can't get on a boat, can I?
I'd learn to fly a plane. I'd learn to fly
no,
a plane.
No, there's no planes. Aeroplanes have gone.
No, not if I pick aeroplane. There's not.
Yeah, but how are you going to get to work? You're not going to fly to work, are you, from Pitsy?
I know Martin Day.
And but you, how are you going to get... No, you need it. No, a car's more useful.
But then planes don't exist, so you can own... So you just... No, don't be silly. If there's no... Right, so if there's no planes left...
Can I not go to the Caribbean?
No, you can drive to work. You can drive to work easily.
You could drive to Spain. It'd be a long way, but you could drive.
You can get the train.
Is a train not an option?
Not on there.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. I'll keep the car and I'll just get a train everywhere.
So you're not thinking about
get
it.
Get a train,
Chris.
Go to Wickford. They do Liverpool Street and the Caribbean,
exactly.
Don't they?
No.
At Wickford?
Yeah.
So return to Caribbean, please. Look, can we do that one day with a camera on? Just to see what their face is. Return, please, mate. Where are you going? Caribbean.
How much?
thank you, Dean. What about you, Tom? Car, aeroplane, or boat?
Keep the car. I know how to drive a car.
Yeah, good. I know how to
drive
a plane.
But you can get on a plane. You're not playing this game properly.
Kira. Trousers, top, or shoes?
Right. I asked Tom earlier exactly that one. Well done. I like this one. He instantly went, top. And I went, so you're just walking around in your pants with no shoes. And then he went, could I change it? You've got to keep trousers, haven't you?
Nathan, here's one for you, lads. Toothbrush, shower gel, and it's just loaded with or toilet paper. Toothbrush, shower gel, or toilet paper. Right, shower gel, not worried about that because you can replace it with soap. So that's fine, so you can still clean yourself. Toothbrush.
I'm going to keep toothbrush.
You've got toothpaste though, so you can still
do it with your fingers
or whatever.
No, I'm keeping toothbrush.
What are you going to use instead of toilet paper?
Have a shower.
Shower. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Just like Chris Ramsey does. That's what I do.
Every time there's a bowel movement, you're in the shower.
Yeah.
Tom?
Toilet paper. I've got to keep that.
Well, no, because the thing is, with that, what you got to think of is... I can't say this on the radio. If you had that on your...
Tell Tom before off the radio.
Okay. So, this is the worst word. I'm going to say poop on the radio.
Yeah, poop's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, but I sound silly saying it.
We all know how Scott would normally describe this, so just imagine what he's saying.
If you've got poop on your arm, would you be happy just wiping it off with a bit of tissue?
You said to keep a toothbrush.
I don't poop on my arm when I'm going to the toilet.
No, but what I'm saying...
I've got quite a good aim.
No, what I'm saying is... Would that be if you just had poop on your arm?
It wouldn't be clean. No. But if I'm at work and I'm not that I don't try not to poop at work, but I don't then think, oh, I need a shower. I just use the toilet paper like other people
do.
Yeah,
but it's not.
Well, clean. It's not clean, but it's not exactly. It will do.
So
when
I
work.
Would rather because you've got to clean your teeth because you're talking to people and that, and that's horrible.
Yeah.
So it's got to be have a shower, clean your teeth. You've got to clean your teeth.
Yeah, I've used my fingers and a toothpaste, like with my finger. Or a flannel.
Talking about going to the toilet?
Nathan, thank you for that. Keep those coming in. Three words, we have to choose one of them and get rid of the other two forever. Pasta, rice or potatoes?
Potatoes.
Have you been following this?
Yes.
You have to pick one of them, the other two go forever.
I think potatoes, because you can do...
Pasta, rice
You can do
and
more
potatoes.
With potatoes than you can with rice and...
No,
pasta,
I would keep rice.
Oh, how boring.
See, special fried rice.
I'd be tempted with the non-gluten free me saying keep pasta, but now I've had to kind of wean off the pasta, or I have to have pretend pasta. I'd probably stick with potatoes.
You can do roast potatoes, mash, chips. There's so much you can do with potatoes. Potato gratin, all those different things.
So if you could only have roast potatoes, mash or chips,
mash.
You keep a mash.
Mash is the winner. I love mash. Mash.
He's like a child, isn't he? He's literally like talking to a child. I like mash. I want mash.
I do eat mash.
You can do things with mash.
I like
so
mash.
Obviously, we're, you know, they're having a radio-friendly version of this competition.
Oh, yeah, we've done
that.
Yes.
So right. There was an unradio-friendly
one. There was a different
one,
weren't there, in the office? Yeah.
And I like that Scott gets offended when you don't pick the one that he wants you to pick.
Yeah.
Especially when, you know, the topics are quite close to the edge.
Yeah.
And then he's really offended.
But listen. Because one of the topics and then what you went for it was not PC at all.
I went for the right one though, didn't I? Because I said I've been married now, so that option went 20 years ago. Are we not talking about it out loud?
No,
okay. I'm glad I found
you. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
Right, Tiger Fight is on. Two songs battling it out to be played between, well, now and six. And there is one clear winner. And in the words of Becky Hill, it's not you, it's me.
Do you know what, right?
Yeah.
I have got the ump, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday, I done the old, pretending that I don't care.
Yeah. Right?
And even Pete the Trucker.
He said, please don't do the gracious in defeat thing again yesterday. That you did yesterday.
Then he said, because when you like, it was as fake as your tan. I haven't got a fake tan. I don't know what Pete's talking about.
Well, then,
but anyway, I can't win because I hate losing. Doesn't matter whether it's for money. Doesn't matter whether it's for points. Any points. I've got the ump. I don't like losing. I've picked a good song, and you picked a good song, but my song didn't deserve the disrespect that it got. I mean, it's Jay-Z. Alicia Keys. What's wrong with you people?
It's awful, isn't it?
I come here every day, sit here for 3 hours, I don't get to press any buttons.
Fade him
out.
Oh,
and now he's playing the song. Yeah. Playing the song over me. Well, good luck.
I'll do the good by myself, yeah?
Okay.
It's a joke, mate. E17, Gabrielle, we like this, don't we? Take you
home. The Big Drive Home.
Let's ride.
With Chris and Scott.
Let's go.
This is Radio Essex.
8 out of 10 of us, this might have happened to you while you were listening to that song. 8 in 10 of us enjoy singing out loud, despite more than half of us admitting we can't sing. Just under half of us firmly believe singing loud and proud improves our mood. Definitely.
100%. I don't know. For me, obviously, I know it's a bit different for me because I sing, but life without singing or music would be, well, I mean, I'd lose two jobs.
Yeah, we wouldn't be very good at it. You wouldn't be able to be a pop star or a DJ. And then you could be on a talk station. We do probably talk more than we play music.
We do talk, yes. We'd still be all right. Excellent. But yeah, I'd love singing.
Do you think even if you can't sing, you still get the same... Somebody that's sitting there now that's like on the 127 going, oh yeah, but I'm not actually in key like Scott is. Do you think that matters? Well, obviously it matters if you're performing, but do you think you get the same enjoyment out of belting out a song in your white van as you do belting out a song in key?
I don't know. I don't know is the answer because, because it's a hard one, isn't it? Because some people don't actually know they can't sing.
No, they're my favourites.
They're fantastic.
They were like
they?
The first 20 minutes of X Factor, weren't they?
Yeah.
that was my favourite bit of X Factor.
But that's what I mean. Like, you
I
know,
was disappointed when they could sing. I was like, oh, this is boring.
I'm not gonna mention names because
I know who you're talking about. No,
yeah, but I'm certainly not going to mention.
No, I'm not going to mention their name, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
There's someone on the internet,
yeah,
who sings,
yeah,
and
famous,
yeah, and they
pop
sing,
star famous,
yeah, and they sing awfully,
yeah,
awfully. I don't know them well enough to say that's not good. Well, I look through the comments and.
But
no
look
one's
at the
being,
smile on his face when
no
he's singing.
No one's being kind enough. No one's being kind enough to say, mate, that's awful. If, but for example, because I'm not being funny. If you like singing, Chris, don't you? If
yeah.
you posted something on the internet that was completely like wildly out of tune,
yeah.
As a mate, I would phone you and say it's awful. It's horrific. Take it down, and that would be me being like cruel to be kind. If people just don't know they can't sing, but yeah, whether you get the same amount of enjoyment, I imagine so.
Donna says, I love singing out loud, but I'm terrible and I know it. Still fun though. And that's the thing.
Go.
I think if you still get an enjoyment out of it, best places apparently in this research to belt out a hit include the car, obviously.
Shower.
Whilst cleaning.
Yes.
Bath or a shower is 25%. Although 2/3 wish they could sing better. So there are people that go, I love singing along stuff, but I just wish I sounded like Mariah Carey or whatever. Research also revealed the top sing-along tunes are Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, 30%.
Yes.
Followed by Bohemian Rhapsody. Listen, if you can't sing, don't start with Bohemian Rhapsody.
I've heard some real bad ones.
Opera's in there, rap as well, heavy metal and hip-hop are the genres we most enjoy. And when it comes to getting the lyrics right, now, nearly half like to make sure they know a song fully, but there's about 16 of us, and I'm going to put me in this category.
Oh, wow, you know nothing.
We get the words wrong all the time.
But
we're
making
it up as we go along.
When we went karaoke...
Yeah.
Like, I would...
Karaoke, because your wife came, so we called it karaoke.
Karaoke, yeah, we did, yeah. But, so your wife, Karen, who I wouldn't have put down as a rapper...
No. She doesn't. No.
I've known Karen for what, 20 odd years?
Yeah.
And I've never seen this happen before.
No, I have. But
I now know it's her party piece.
Yeah.
She absolutely nailed every lyric.
Yeah. Without looking at the screen.
Without looking at the screen Vanilla Ice. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. It's an impressive party trick.
But you're good at it. But, you know, sometimes I go to you, oh, you missed that one, Chris.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Tom, do you sing in the shower?
Not well. I prefer, like, the music of the song rather than the singing. I like sit and just tap along.
Oh, so you like drumming?
Or, like, drumming or, like, the guitars or something like that.
Are you strumming the guitar? The air guitar, is it? Do you do that? Do you play air drums?
Yeah, I'll play air drums.
Yeah,
rather
that.
Than singing along, I'll be like, duh, 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 duh. I don't really know the words.
So Stevie's got the worst voice in. He can't sing.
He can sing, can't
he? He can't.
I wondered how long it was going to take.
Honestly, turn
your fire on me.
Honestly, right? So I know it's news. I know it's news time. I can see.
It's literally 4 o'clock now.
Yeah. And have we got to play ads?
Got ads and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, okay. So should we do this after?
Yeah,
after
we'll talk about it after me.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Now we're talking about singing, and your name come up, Stevie Shillinglaw.
Like, can you do a bit?
No, absolutely
right,
not.
No. I'll put it right up your street. Like, when we go, will you send back a letter?
I'm not doing it.
Or I would walk. You're
from 96. There he is. Oh, that was my favourite Stevie moment.
Please play again.
Where is Stevie?
Please don't play it again. I'm having a tough time.
Play again.
No.
So this, I can't even remember the situation. This was in the studio.
I was trying to warm up my voice by singing along to Maya.
So this was being played. And
no, don't.
Stevie
on,
was
guys.
In his newsroom and he didn't know he's been recorded.
It's the worst.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's the worst.
Beautiful. It's in key, isn't it?
No.
Like key of Yale?
No.
It's in one of the key. Chomp.
It's wow. So bad.
That's nasty, isn't it?
Listen, I actually come from a family of people who can relatively hold a tune. None of us are professional singers, but I am the worst by a country mile, right? And I'm around people like you guys who work in the media and various musicians and whatnot. And absolutely, when we done the Band-Aid thing,
yeah,
I had four lines in a song.
Yeah. Right?
Four short lines in a song. And poor Jack had to cut and paste each line together.
He's got his head in his hands.
Why are
Jack
you saying
has.
Poor Jack? I had to come in here and record it for you.
Yeah.
It was horrific.
Yeah.
I would literally, the funniest thing about trying to teach Stevie how to sing is whatever I said to do, he thought he was doing. I'd go, la, and he'd go, ah.
There's just nothing. Now, I can listen to something and, like, if it's just speaking in speech and whatnot, and I'm instantly, oh, that was wrong and blah, blah, blah.
You can mimic.
Yeah, but with singing, I am horrendous.
Like, you're tone deaf.
Truly, properly.
Can't hold a tune in a bucket.
No, absolutely not.
Laura says, my ex and his mates let me join in their rock band game once with the microphone bit. I got halfway through the singing and they took the mic off me. They would rather lose the game than let me continue. Clearly not as good as I thought it was.
Wow.
Says Laura.
Oh, Laura, you're fine. Come and join my club.
This is story 8 and 10 of us enjoy singing out loud despite more than half of us admitting we can't actually sing. But I still think if you're in your car and it's just you, Radio Essex on in the background, you're singing along to the tunes and it's just you, you're not hurting anybody's ears.
No.
I still think you get as much enjoyment out of it.
My upstairs neighbour sings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and she is a beautiful singer. I mean, sometimes at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's a little bit extreme, but she's a really beautiful singer. Sometimes I just open my window and listen to her, you know, do a bit of Whitney or Mariah or whatnot. Beautiful. I, on the other hand, not so much.
But that, like, Kerry can sing, but she doesn't think she can. But she can. That's the
I suppose you've got the other side of it as well. Singers that you can hear singers and you're like, hang on a minute, you're really good.
Yeah, there's a voice there. And I always say it and she goes, come off it, I can't sing. But she can.
Let's just leave you with the memory of Stevie singing.
I'm taking my headphones off. Goodbye.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Cause I'm coming home to Radio Essex News.
At 5 o'clock, with some of their websites crashing through the day, the Academy has begun disciplinary proceedings against the actor who later apologised.
Are you crying?
No.
Sorry, I just caught the end of that. It sounded like you were crying over the Will Smith, Chris Rock incident.
No. Just my voice is backed in a wee bit.
I thought you were feeling better.
I am. I think I've just worked a bit too hard.
I just listened to a glimpse of it and I was like, Tom, I think he's crying. Yeah. Talking about Chris Rock and... I mean, if I see any more on my social media, I probably will cry.
So much.
It's too much.
I think this is the end of it,
Oh, my God.
Sport.
With Beadle Skoda Southend. Start a life full of adventure and peace of mind with an approved used Skoda.
5 substitutions.
Wow. I'll do this bit for you, mate.
5 substitutions.
I'll do this bit. It's fine. You can have 5 subs now in the football matches like they did in COVID. So it went back to free, now it's back to five.
From next season.
Stephen Gerrard was asked today whether he thought this was a good idea. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, of course.
Then Mick Arteta said something as well.
He said something in Spanish as well. And the weather for you, it's like 80 degrees this morning and then snowy by the afternoon. Tonight, a blizzard. And tomorrow, waking up with a heat wave.
About right, isn't it?
Expertly done.
I'm Chris Brooks. You're up to date.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.